Announcement, and then we'll get started in the celebration of one of the ministries here in the church. Brother Frank wanted me to let you know there'll be no children's church this morning, and Sister Yvonne has a message for you.
Good morning, church. Our WOM met yesterday, and we discussed reopening back up again the Wednesday night community missions. We've not done that since COVID hit, and so we would like to get started back on that, getting outside the walls and going out into our community and just share the love of Jesus. And this is not just a WOM participation. We want to open it up to anybody that would like to go out. If you've ever even had a desire to go out onto the mission field, maybe you couldn't go to Nicaragua or Belize or anywhere with us, but you can go a couple of miles from the church building. So we will be starting that on June 1st. And if you would like to help be a part of that, come see me or Sister Sheila, and we'll get that information to you and we'll put you on the list. And we'd love to have you help us share the love of our Jesus Christ.
Thank you, sister. If we could, let's go to the Lord in prayer now. Father, we do thank you for the day you blessed us with. Thank you for these that have put forth an effort to be here. Father, it's always good to be in your house. And we just ask now that you would lead and guide and direct everything done and said in this place this morning. Help everything honor you and bring glory to you. Father, again, we thank you for Jesus and what was done on the cross at Calvary. Through his death, burial, and resurrection, we could be here and celebrate and worship you. Again, we thank you for all your blessings. Father, we pray for the prayer request that have been made this morning. We pray your way and your will in each situation. We ask now, Father, you go with us throughout the day. May you be honored and glorified. In Jesus' name I ask. Amen.
Well, good morning, everyone. We've got a good-looking crowd here. You're all going to be the choir this morning. So let's all stand and sing number 557. I got two songs to sing, so let's stand in 557. People need the Lord. Sing another one. Let's turn our back to number 484, Higher Ground. Stay where doubts arise and
fears dismay. Some may dwell where these abound. My prayer, my aim is higher ground. Lift me up and let me stand. My faith on heaven's stable land. A higher plane than I have found. Or plant my feet on high. At me are hurled. For faith has caught the joyful sound, the song of saints on higher ground. Lift me up and let me stand. My faith on heaven's stable land. A higher plane than I have found. Scale the utmost high and catch a gleam of glory bright. But still I pray till heaven I found. Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lift me up and let me stand. My faith on heaven's
good morning. Welcome. We welcome everybody here. Welcome everybody that's watching us out on social media. Another year has come and gone for Awana, and we're just thankful for everything that we've been able to do this year, everything that we've been able to accomplish this year, and as you're going to find out here in just a few minutes, our kids, our teachers, and everybody involved with the Awana ministry have been working very hard this year. We were able to finish a week before we had planned because our kids had worked so hard this year, because a lot of them had finished their work early this year. So we were able to close out a week prior to when we had originally planned, and that's a real testimony to our kids and our teachers working together and how hard they work this year. And this is a celebration of that. These awards and things that we're giving out this morning is to recognize our kids for all of the hard work that they've done. And they have worked extremely hard this year. A lot of people ask us, what is Awana? And Awana stands for Approved Workmen Are Not Ashamed. And it's taken from the Bible verse in 2 Timothy 2:15. And it says, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. Awana helps the children in this manner, in the practice of hiding the word of God in their hearts, while being taught how to place their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation and daily living. And again, this is a representation of that. We're going to tell you about an event that we did in Awana this year, and you'll see again just how hard the kids worked on that when we talk about that. The club's organized into snack time. It's called snack time, but Sister Peggy has gone above and beyond to make sure that these kids, not all, and we in Awana, our teachers, make sure they're spiritually fed, but before we get started, we make sure that they're physically fed too. And Miss Peggy and the kitchen workers do a phenomenal job of that. We do, they're prepared snacks or meals. This year was meals to ensure physical nourishment so that they can concentrate on their spiritual nourishment while they're here at Awana. That's our goal, is to spiritually nourish them, but we do physically nourish them too. We have handbook time. Clubbers recite, memorize scripture, and follow age-appropriate studies for a better understanding of God's Word. We have game time. Clubbers participate in fun, safe, team-building games. We have an extremely talented game coordinator, Mr. Nathan. He is phenomenal at that. That is his calling. Is game time. And Bible lessons. Clubbers are taught a lesson from the Bible each week to reinforce the scriptures they are memorizing. And we meet 2 hours on Sunday, and that 2 hours goes like that. 2 hours might seem like a long time, but to these clubbers and the workers and everything, sometimes it don't seem like we have enough time to do what we need to do. We are a structured program. If you like to know more about Awana, just see me or Miss Tammy, or if you're watching on social media and you want to know more about Awana, just call our church and leave us a message. We'll get back to you and get all the information that you need to know. So that's all the housekeeping. I'm going to let you in on a few things that we've done this year. We started on September 12th, was our opening night, and on the 19th, we had illusionist Joseph Young come in. And Joseph Young is teaches the Word of God. It's his ministry through illusion, and he has a magic show, I guess you would call it. But he travels around the region and does ministry to young children through illusion, and we were blessed and fortunate to have him in September to present that to the kids. Each month we tried to have a missions night. There were a couple of months we weren't able to have missions night because of weather and things like that. But each month we tried to have a missions night. And in September, the kids, they put together shoeboxes for Operation Christmas Child. The boxes come flat and they have to be put together. And so the kids did that. And in addition to putting those together, they put handprints inside of the boxes with a little prayer that ensured whoever would get these boxes, whether in this country or in a foreign country, Operation Christmas Child does that and gives shoe boxes to children who are less fortunate in all kinds of countries around the world. And they put little handprints and prayers in those boxes so that when we pack those boxes with the gifts that kids around the world will get, when they open that, some little kid around the world is going to see that handprint and know that a kid, either their age or younger, has prayed for that box and has prayed for that person that receives that box. So they put those together in September as part of their missions night. In October was Pastor Appreciation Month. They did something for the pastor, for Pastor Appreciation. They filled his office with balloons and surprised him. The sign is still up. And Pastor Ryan, when he walked into his office that day, he found an office filled with balloons, and all of the kids participated in that as Pastor Appreciation. We also had a Awana store. We try to have that at least once a quarter. And what the kids do when they recite their verses and do their lessons, they get credit in a form of Awana bucks, and we keep track of that. And quarterly, they're able to take what they have earned and what they have accumulated and go to the Awana store, and they, quote-unquote, purchase things out of the Awana store. There are things down there like like baby dolls for girls. There's backpacks. There's notebooks. There's soccer balls and basketballs and things that they enjoy and like. And the younger kids, the younger two classes did that. The two older classes, Trek and Journey, opted to use their points for gift cards to things that they liked. So they work and earn those bucks to be able, as an incentive, to buy the things in the Awana store that they would like to have. And then later in October, we did another missions night. In September, we put the boxes together. In October, we packed them with items to go in the boxes for Operation Christmas Child. We also had a superhero night in October, which was a lot of fun. November, we had a red, white, and blue night, and we had that Veterans Day is in November, so we invited the kids to dress up in red, white, and blue and be patriotic in honor of our Veterans Day. And then we had our Thanksgiving meal in November. We got to December, we had another missions night, and in December, we did Christmas cards for the nursing homes, Ridgecrest, the Kingston Center, and Nova, and sent those out to residents for Christmas, and the kids signed them and had a handprint on those so that the residents at those facilities would get a Christmas card from the kids. And so we had a Christmas celebration also in December. That was just the first half of the year. We got to January. I had a glow-in-the-dark night. Everybody wore brightly colored clothes, and that was a lot of fun. We weren't able to have missions night in January or February because of weather, but that didn't stop us from being able to meet. Thanks to technology, we were able to meet on Zoom. So we had virtual meetings in January and February. And in February, we had a scavenger hunt. The kids had a lot of fun with that. We hid items in the church for them to go find that was related with their lesson that night, was related with Bible verses that night. And they were able to find those items and able to relate to the lesson that they were taught that night. And that was a lot of fun. And I had another Awana store in February. Then we went into March. We had a Bible trivia night, which we asked kids age-appropriate questions about lessons in the Bible and kind of picked their brain on what they knew. And that was a lot of fun. And then the last weekend in March, we had our Versathon. And what the kids did, and some of the adults did this too, they went out and got pledges from people. People pledged a certain amount of money or a flat amount to pledge per verse that they would recite, that the kids would recite, and then they would collect that money based on the number of verses that they recited. We had some kids in our club that recited over 60 verses apiece, and as a total in a group, these kids recited 404 verses. They raised over $2,000 in verse of Bible. And that went to missions.
Went to schools in Africa.
What they did, the schools in the country of Zimbabwe actually allow people to come in and teach Bible as curriculum in their schools. How I wish we would do that in this country, but they do it in Zimbabwe. And what we did with our Versathon money was we sent that to that organization, and they were able to instill more of that instruction in the schools in the country of Zimbabwe. So they were involved in missions in that way through Versathon. In April, we had another missions night. And the kids went outside. It actually got warm enough for them to go outside. And they went outside and helped clean around the outside of the church in preparation for Easter. and they pulled weeds and did things around the outside of the church for their mission to the local church. And here we are in May, and it's closing ceremony. It's time to recognize all the work that they've done. So, like I say, we've been busy this year, and Awana takes a break during the summer, but the preparation and the things for next year, we're in process of doing that right now. So it's a continual year-round ministry for us. And we're excited for next year. Again, if you don't know about Awana, you want to know more about it, contact us, call the church and leave a message. We'll get all the information to you that you need. That's all the yakking that I have to do, so I'm going to turn it over to Dan.
No, call the meeting.
Oh, I'm sorry. What did you say? Oh, we have to do something that we always do at Awana. And all of the kids know what it is that we have to do, even though the adults sometimes forget. Everybody stand up. We're going to do our Awana pledges. And the first one that we do is the pledge to the American flag. Attention, salute, and pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now the pledge to the Awana flag. Attention, salute, pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the Awana flag, which stands for the Awana Club. Its goal is to reach boys and girls with the gospel of Christ and train them to serve Him.
This young man up here is holding the Bible. We'll now do the pledge to the Bible. I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. I will make it a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I will hide its words in my heart that I might not sin against God.
And we have a video of our Awana theme song. So, kids, got
it. Hey, stay up. Get up again.
Come on.
We got to do the Awana song.
See if you know it.
I love that one because it has a topo of Chris, our king. So, one last thing that we didn't have written down, but the kids and adults, this has been our best year ever for missions. And I don't have the number. I don't. I know it's probably around $200 that our kids have collected in quarters or 25-cent increments over the year. And where Wayne was talking about, we packed our shoe boxes. Well, each club adopted two boxes each. And through that mission, we paid our own shipping. So, and we also got to track those boxes. And two of our boxes, two's in the Caribbean. I had this remembered and I forgot. Two are in Africa. And the two that I remember the most, though, are it called hard-to-reach areas, meaning they're not allowed to tell us where they are because they're not essentially supposed to be there. So that's amazing to me. So I'm really proud of our kids and adults for doing that. And we have money left over so that we're going to be able, we'll decide as a group what we're going to do with the rest of that for this year. So now on to the part that we're here for. Kids, our Clevers earn awards based on finishing a book. And that's great, and that's wonderful, and that is very hard. And I don't care if it's from Cubbies, which unfortunately we didn't have any Cubbies this year, up to Journey, our teens. It's really hard, but the most important thing is whether they learn 40 verses or if they learn four, that word is hidden in their heart. And I personally have tried to do better at not forcing the issue of finishing a book, but that they would understand what it's all about. And these kids, they know the word. And I'm proud of them. I claim them all. So they're my babies. So they each group has I think most of them have something they're going to do, like verses or different things, and they're going to come up. Some of our kids get an award for attendance, and it's just a extra sticker on their award, and that is for being able to attend at least 3/4 of our clubs this year, and that would have been 27 clubs, and that's almost every kid. I need to keep up with the adults and through the debt. So, and we have some awards for our adults as well, but we will not be doing our pens, service pens, right now. We're going to do that as a one starts for the next year. So, Sparks, would you all like to come on up? And come up here so we can be on up. Teachers, whatever you have to say, come on up. And anything you're going to add, say, at the class? Okay. So our Clevers in Sparks this year, we had visitors off and on. But our consistent Clevers this year were Kaylin Worley, Elijah Worley, Mia Cope, and Dakota Pickle came most of the year. Noah Jesse, who's sick this morning, bless his heart. And I want to brag on Mia. She came halfway through the year and still finished her book. So that's a lot of extra hard work. So our first award will go to Mia for finishing. She gets her Sparky Award. Her first book award, I'm sorry. And she gets a patch, sorry, for doing Versathon. And also for missions, they get a star. And Elijah gets his second book award. He also gets the Versathon patch and missions award and a team book award. Kaylin, she gets her hang glider first book award, Versathon patch, mission star, and a team book award. And Noah, Miss Jesse, would you show off his award? Noah will graduate from Sparks. He's receiving his Sparky plaque and pin. He gets the Versathon patch, mission star, and attendance award. Thank you, Sparkies. All right, TNT.
You come up here if you want to.
Come on, Mark.
I'm going to recite Romans 3:23 and John 10:14. Romans 3:23, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. John 10:14, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. I am going to recite Philippians 4:4 and Genesis 12:1-2. Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. Genesis 12:1-2. The Lord said to Abram, leave your country, your fathers, your people, your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you. I will give you the name great, and you will be a blessing.
I'm going to recite verses Job 36, verse 22, 3 John, verse 4. Job 36, verse 22. God is exalted in his power. Who is a teacher like him? And John, 3 John, verse 4. I have no greater power than I have no greater joy than to hear my children walking in their truth.
Get up here, do you all? Those verses. Good job, guys. All right. Let's start with Mr. Isaiah Jesse. Let me tell something pretty important here. Starting in TNT, these books that they finish go toward earning specific awards. That if a student or a clubber goes all the way through and finishes all their books, they are actually eligible for scholarships from Awana. And so it's kind of a big deal when you finish a book from this point up. And you don't actually have to do them in order. So we're going to start with Isaiah Jesse. He has earned his Alpha Award for finishing his first book, his Versifier, his Patch, and his Mission Star, and his Attendance Award. Amy Bledsoe. She has earned her TNT Participation, Versathon, Patch, and Mission Star and Attendance Award. And Jackson Worley will be graduating out of TNT. He gets the Excellence Award and PIN, Versathon Patch, and Mission Star and Attendance Award. All right, Trek. Trek is our middle school age group, 6th, 7th, 8th. Right, yeah, 7th and 8th. We had Frankie Bledsoe, Eli Stewart, and Montana Hood that attended most of this year, and they each brought in several visitors throughout the year, so that's pretty great.
Frank. I'm going to recite Second Corinthians 7:14, and it says, "If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and seek out my face, I will hear their call from heaven, and I will heal their land."
I'm going to recite Matthew 20:28, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.
All right. In Trek, Eli Stewart, their books were a little bit different this year, but he did finish all of his verses in his book. He earned his Versathon patch and his Missions Star and Attendance Award. Frankie earns his Trek Participation, Versathon patch, and Mission Star. And Montana Hood is not with us, earned her participation and Missions Star. Journey. Journey is our high school group.
This is a real, real blessing this past year with Sister Caitlin Cole, Robin Chapman, and I getting to teach with our clubbers. We went through the Advocates study book this past year. So to be an advocate, meaning to publicly support or recommend someone or something, in this case, to be an advocate for Christ. And the lesson book itself was mainly just centered around having a biblical worldview. Romans 12:2 reads, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect word of God." With that, our group has what's called a cardboard testimony. And just to give a brief description of that, it's essentially just a before and after statement of just some way that the Lord has done a work in your life, or just maybe something that the Holy Spirit has revealed to you in your life. And so we're all going to be doing that here.
From wherever you've been, come brokenhearted, let rescue begin. Come find your mercy, oh sinner, come kneel. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. So lay down your burden.
This morning that sometimes that teenagers may not have gone through very much to have to do the testimony. They get through a lot more than what a lot of people think. So I can't remember what order I put those words. So we're going to start with Madison Smith. Madison actually finished all the verses in her book, so we're very proud of her for that. Versathon patch, mission patch, and attendance award. And I will have to say Miss Peggy's right-hand lady for a snack. We truly appreciate it. Virginia Bledsoe, she gives journey participation, versathon patch, and her mission patch, or star. Virginia also gets a certificate for participating in the Awana Journey Quizzing, and there he gave her her medal. So that's Virginia's. Brock Stewart gets Journey Participation, Attendance Award, Versathon patch, and the one that said the most verses, just because he had to outdo his brother. And we know next year not going to be in the same room. So, and his mission star. And Talmadge Gunner for Awana participation, Journey participation, sorry, Versathon patch and mission star. That's it, unless y'all got more. Some adults I want to recognize. Miss Julie Fuller. Miss Julie finished and received her Alpha Award. Wayne, if you would go give her her award. She finished her first book and gets the Alpha Award, just like Isaiah did. Adults can work through these books and earn their awards. So I think I'm really proud of you, Miss Julie. She'd done another book a long time ago, she said, and it didn't count. So. Miss Yvonne Edwards participated in the Versathon. And I went through a book too and did Versathon. So. No, that's all right. This has been there. Okay, so we have one last thing we're going to present this morning. Didn't know I was doing this till yesterday. We're not real happy about it, but it's okay. So, Mr. K. Jesse, he's retiring, he says, from Trek. And we're sad because he is an awesome Bible teacher. He's just amazing. And I know that because I've been under him as an Awana student, but my girls have. And they've bragged on him. And that's your testimony right there, 1,000,000% to me. Is when your students glean from you. And it's nothing, it's absolutely nothing, but we need a little certificate. So if you would come and get your certificate, and we'll have the pastor sign it later. Mr. K has done 19 years in church. Don't worry about it, Yvonne. It's okay. He's got it.
I have to say that it's been an honor. And I've done nothing but simply obey the Holy Spirit. And all the credit goes to Him for anything that I've done in the Lord. The credit goes to Him. If you notice the shirt I've got on today, this shirt is one year younger than the Awana program. I started the second year of Awana. Brother Philip Smith was our commander at the time, and he sent out a request for workers, and you know I love Brother Philip, and the Lord just spoke to him and said, if he needs help, then you need to go help him. I started, back then it was called JV, and graduated from JV to varsity, and Sister Nancy wrote, and Sister Sherry helped me very early on, but it's been an honor and privilege to work with the children. Some of them are working in Awana now as leaders, and I'm thankful for that. They listen, they glean something from what the Lord gave me to share with them. I'm not doing this by choice. I'm doing this by necessity. I told Sister Tammy, I think that I'm doing a disservice to our children because of my hearing. I cannot respond to them when they speak, when they ask a question, or when they make a comment. I have to look to Sister Yvonne or Brother Chris to relay what they said. And, you know, we need to take the middleman out. So, Brother Chris, you're elected to take over now. We need some new blood in Awana, and he's been a great help this year to me and to the Awana program. We're so thankful for him and Sister Caitlin, who's been helping us. She's not here today, I don't think. Oh, there you are. That's one of my former students right back there. So I thank God for this Awana program. It's important. It's important to this church. It's important to this community. And it's time for us to get back out in the community and get some more of these children in that are not exposed to the Word of God at all. We can do it through Awana, but we can do it through Vacation Bible School. God's given us an opportunity. He's given us a great facility to use. So, folks, let's do it. I encourage you, if you're not involved in helping with VBS or Awana, get involved. These children need you. They need positive role models in their life because they have too many that are not positive. I think you agree with that from all the way our world is. So thank you. This honor is not mine. This belongs to God because He enabled me to do anything I did. Thank you.
Well, that wraps up Awana for the year, but you're going to hear all about it all through the summer. So, as Wayne said, we already start thinking about next year. That calendar he went over, that's just this year, because we're going to do some awesome things this coming year. But we want to, I want to piggyback right on Mr. K. We have Bible school coming up, and I am so excited. Miss Jessie, Miss Andrea's already got that ready going, and classes ready. And it's June 13th through the 15th. It's 3 days this year. So, so we invite Facebook Land to come to Bible school. There will be transportation if you need that. And we are just so excited. The things we've got planned for our youth and our children and just where God is leading. This is all the Lord. So I'm going to turn it over to the pastor. I'm going to close out. We're also serving Awana, serving hot dogs after we're done. And for Bible school workers, Miss Jessie Case, the stuff, your supplies, you'll hang out for a minute.
You want to say blessing here?
Yeah.
All right. Good morning, and it is good. Let's give all our Awana workers and students another round of applause. And we're thankful to Brother Wayne and Sister Tammy and all the effort that they put in, and the ladies that work in the food department and all those that's invested a lot of time. And we won't know what becomes of this until eternity. And so we do have some prayer needs. Ask you to continue to lift up those that are bereaved, those that are dealing with COVID, the effects of COVID and all that's there. We've got some that's looking at some surgery this week. We want to lift them up. And is there any other specific prayer needs that we may have this morning that we need to mention before the Lord? All right, it is good to see all of you. Thankful again. Go out and tell somebody that Jesus loves them. I told the Sunday school class this morning that you'll see that it brightens most people's day. Now, some it doesn't, but most it does, all right? So let people know that nobody loves them like Jesus. And if you've not heard it today or this week, nobody loves you like Jesus. Nobody's done so much for you as Jesus. And if you'll let him today, he'll do even greater things, all right? Let's stand as we go to the Lord in the word of prayer, and we will be asking a blessing over our meal today. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you that you are a good and a loving God. And Heavenly Father, Lord, we're thankful. I'm thankful that you love me and you have a hold of me and that Jesus, you've died on the cross for my sin. And it's not about what I've done. Heavenly Father, Lord, it is not about what I can do, but Lord, it's about everything that you've done and that you hold on to me today. God, if there be one in here this morning that does not know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, I pray that today will be the day. And God, that I pray that those that are hurting, those that are broken, those that are facing surgeries this week, God, we pray for them. But God, we ask you also to bless our meals, bless us as we go, and in all things let the name of Jesus be glorified. In his name I pray. Amen and amen. God bless you.